The Union of Love and Soul. One day, a garrulous swallow told Eros about the tasks which Psyche had been set by his jealous and intemperate mother. Trying to ignore the still agonizing pain of his wound, he rose up and with a mighty effort opened his wings. He flew straight to Olympus, where he demanded an immediate audience with Zeus. Eros told his story to an enraptured audience of fascinated Olympians. His mother had always hated Psyche. Aphrodite's dignity and honor as an Olympian had been threatened by the girl's beauty and the willingness of a handful of foolish humans to venerate the mortal maiden ahead of the immortal goddess. And so she had sent Eros to cause Psyche to fall in love with a pig. He put his case well. Zeus sent Hermes down to the underworld to fetch Psyche and an eagle to summon Aphrodite. When they were present before the heavenly company, Zeus spoke. "This has been an extraordinary and undignified entanglement. Aphrodite, beloved sister, your position is not threatened. It never can be." "Your position is not threatened? It never can be. Look down at the earth and see how your name is everywhere sanctified and praised. Eros, you have too long been a foolish, impudent, and irresponsible boy. That you love and are loved will be the making of you, and may save the world from the worst excesses of your mischievous and misdirected arrows. Psyche, come and drink from my cup. This is ambrosia, and now that you have tasted it, you are immortal. Here, witnessed by us all, you will forever be yoked with Eros. Embrace your daughter-in-law, Aphrodite, and let us all be merry." All was laughter and delight at the wedding of Eros and Psyche. Apollo sang and played on his lyre. Pan joined in with his syrinx. Hera danced with Zeus. Aphrodite danced with Ares. And Eros danced with Psyche. And they dance together still, to this very day. In due time, Psyche gave birth to their child, a daughter, Hedone, who was to be the spirit of pleasure and sensual delight. The Romans called her Voluptas. Hedonism and voluptuousness are hers.